August and September came and went, and the quail family grew plump upon grain and weed seed, but the loss of grain to the farmer was more than paid for by the weed seed they destroyed. October, with its corn in the shock and golden pumpkins and harvested grain and fruit, was with us when another hunter came down from the great woods. This hunter did not shuffle as the old raccoon had done. His gait was a steady trot. It was Red Fox, the wise, and a much more successful hunter than the old raccoon. He, too, got a scent of quail down in the pasture and followed it eagerly. His step was swift and sure, and his nose was keen. Swiftly, like a dark shadow, he advanced until he located the sleeping quail under an old brush fence. Then he crept forward foot by foot until he was almost upon them, when with a sudden spring he darted into their midst. Almost at once there could be heard the sudden whir of many wings and cries of fear and pain, mingled with a rapid click, click of the fox's jaws. When the bevy was gone and Mr. Fox nosed about under the fence, he found he also had bagged a pair of quail. A Family Reunion. No more misfortunes happened to the quail family until the first day of the hunting season. This day was indeed one of the sorrow to the family of Bob White. Toward night, a biting sleet and rainstorm set in, and the hunting ceased, but the quail family had been scattered in every direction.